Welcome to the Vegan Changemaker podcast. My name is June Fuchs, and I'm on the quest to veganize over 50% of the global human population by the year of 2030. Sounds delusional? Well, obviously, I can't do it alone, and that's why in this podcast, you're getting to meet some of the most influential, inspiring, and impactful vegans there are. May this episode help you create more vegan impact in the world, because we need your help as well, dear vegan friend.
We are live, dear friends, on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and also Fee's Facebook. It's a pleasure to be here again in our interview series for introducing the team members of the Freedom Quest. As you've seen yesterday, we've introduced Regula Balteschwiler, and today I'm here with another very special guest, a team member of ours, Fee O'Shea, who's also known as the Gold Card Vegan, which a gold card is something you get as a senior citizen in New Zealand, where she's from. She's a carrying author of 6 books, including The Rise of Modern Vegan. Vegans since early 2000, she's a passionate about all critters, including humans, and can be seen out chalk-bombing the streets or talking to folks about veganism. Fee also is active on her blog, YouTube, and other social media platforms, as well as speaking at events for those interested in their health or the vegan lifestyle. Today, she's here to introduce herself a bit more, so we're going to get to know her a bit better. She's a trainer and facilitator in our team, and she's a strategist on our social media team. Now, the Freedom Quest, in case you don't know, is the quest to veganize over 50%, that's right, you heard me right, of all humans on planet Earth by 2030, for the animals, for the planet, and our health. We are currently building our online platform designed to revolutionize vegan activism by educating vegans and empowering them to become truly inspiring and impactful. Instead of, you know, repelling people. A lot of vegans have a little bit of an image issue these days, so we're kind of pushing people away with the way we advocate, and our platform is designed to help you elevate your impact by really becoming a truly inspiring change maker. What I want to ask you as well before I bring Fee onto the screen is to support our crowdfunding campaign, which we launched just a couple of days ago. We have a big goal, and we need to reach it because we are having a big team, as you're now getting to know the team members. And in order to build the platform, to build the tech, to build all the team members out, and to like have the courses and the curriculums ready in January 2024, which is the launching date of our platform, we need your help. So please go ahead and subscribe to all of our channels and help us raise these funds. The link to the fundraiser campaign, I usually put it in the comments. Oh, by the way, Pascal is watching. I see you. Trevor is here. Hello, both of you beautiful souls. Let me just open you up the crowdfunding campaign. I'll add it to the comments so you can go ahead and check it out and support us with contributions or sharing it on your social media profiles. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Now, without any further ado, Fee, you beautiful, beautiful being, let me bring you onto the screen. How are you doing? Oh, hold on. I have you on mute. Sorry. There you go.
Oh, just mute me. Mute me, baby.
Honey, we ain't muting you. Your beautiful voice needs to be heard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's cold here in New Zealand. We are in winter now, so officially. So, yes, coming up to the shortest day. So that's why I'm a bit, you know, juiced up.
Juiced up. For those of you listening on the podcast, you can also watch this recording on our YouTube, our Facebook, or our LinkedIn, so that you can see how beautifully dressed she is. I was just mentioning before how I love your background, and you showed to me that you've painted these pictures on your background. Let me just bring you on a little bit bigger. It's like an image of your daughter, a painting of your son over there, right?
Yes. And then there's another daughter under behind the light. Yes.
Yeah, you have 3 children. It's so beautiful. Mm. Yeah. So, you've been vegan since 2000, as I read out in your bio, and you've developed quite some stuff. Like, you've written a lot of books and you've been very active on social media, which also brings you here to be a part of our team and a strategist in our social media segment, right, of the team. But what interests me most, and I bet most of our listeners, is how did the initiation for you happen? Like, what was it that made you go vegan?
It's very interesting because in the late 90s, my marriage ended, and very amicably, by the way. And I found myself in a position, not only because of that, for other reasons as well, but I found myself in a position of being, financially, not very well off. So we had to make changes. And one of them was I would give up meat. Now, I'm actually quite fortunate that my oldest son, the one behind me, he was born pretty much plant-based. And although, I mean, we didn't know about vegans back then. And so when I was introducing solid foods to him, he just didn't want to have most of the animal foods. So thankfully I had some friends who were vegetarians. And so I learned how to cook with beans and, other protein, plant proteins. And so I was able to give him those. We thankfully also lived on an avocado orchard. So he was known as the avocado baby. So because of that, I kind of already knew how to cook with, that I didn't need to have meat, put it that way. So that was sort of the late 90s. And then whenever he came home, because, he'd left home by then and he was away at doing his thing. But whenever he came home, he would teach me how to cook like tofu or, other foods, which was amazing because he was a good cook. He was very much a vegan by that stage and very much into animal welfare. But his main driver was vivisection or, testing on animals. And so he started to kind of open my eyes to that side of what was happening. And then, of course, the internet came along. And by now it's sort of the very into the 2000s, just stepped inside there, and he sort of told me about the internet, and that was the start of it. So when someone says, "When did you go vegan?" it's like, don't really know, because it was a gradual process, and the last thing to go for me were eggs. People, and I wasn't buying eggs. It's not like I was buying any of this food. It was given to me. So the eggs were given to me. And I was never a big dairy eater anyway, so I was quite fortunate that way. But yes, it was very much a, and one day I sort of woke up and thought, actually, I'm pretty much vegan. That's interesting. It's been quite a while since I've had animal food. And of course, that's where the process started back in around 2000. And when I started to open my eyes to what was happening out there. So yeah, that was how it started anyway. And I have my son to thank for it.
Thank you, son. Yeah. That's so funny because it relates directly to how my mom also went vegan. Like, I went vegan first, and through me being so passionate about the animal rights and educating, together with two friends mainly, we've built this little group, and our mom obviously got wind of it, and she learned about it through that, and she's also a vegan now since almost 6 years, same like myself. I'm a little over 6 years by now. That's so cool that the transition to just happen, that at some point you go like, oh, I'm actually vegan. Happy you and happy animals, right? And happy son too.
I think as time has gone on, I've become to understand and realize that it's actually not about the food so much. Being vegan is the lifestyle. It is it's about anything at all that is to do with animals. So it's entertainment. It is, you know, medical. It is in our products or whatever we've used animals for, you know, fashion or anything like that. That it's that. So I don't know about in Europe, but I know here in New Zealand, if you say you're vegan, or sometimes I'll go into a cafe and instead of saying plant food, which is really what I should say, I'll say, you know, have you got vegan food? Because people automatically associate vegan with the food rather than with the animals, you know? But yes, I do get people say, no, we don't. We've got gluten-free, but we haven't got vegan.
You're like, that doesn't help, honey. It does not.
No, I can eat a lot of gluten. I've got a lot of gluten. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's really interesting how, and that's something that we're like investigating as well with the Freedom Quest, is like, what are the wordings to use? Because I remember the word veganism was only brought up in the 60s. I can't remember. There's a guy who brought it up. My mind just can't recall his name right now. I'll put it in the comments later on or something. But he came up with the word veganism, and meaning that it's still very fresh. So a lot of people really don't know that much how to place it. And through that, it creates a lot of confusion. As you just say, when you go to a restaurant and you order something vegan, they are immediately like thinking about the food, and they don't understand the mindset. And you just called it a plant-based or plant food, which I do love much more when you relate it directly to the foods. And we talked about that with Regula yesterday a bit, right? How you can actually communicate to hosts and restaurants a bit better on how sustainable it is and how helpful it is to have these foods in your kitchen. So we kind of covered that yesterday. For everybody who wants to dive deeper into that, have a look at the recording of Regula Balteschwiller and I's interview. Something that also really interests me, Fee, is you've given birth to 6 books. You were like, righty, righty, righty. Do you want to walk us through a little bit about how that developed? Like you writing these books?
Yeah, that came about back in, again, sort of, you know, I can't remember when, but 2000 and something. I'm a sort of person that it's like, I'm not good with dates because it's like past, and I like to live in the now. I like to live in the now and plan for the future. So I'm really bad when it comes to dates. But there is a organization here called SAFE, which is Save Animals from Exploitation. Now, it's an organization that is designed mainly for communicating between, or, you know, it is to do with animal welfare, obviously, but it is also communicating with the government. So if something is going wrong or if something is out of order or whatever, they will approach the government. And we have this really weird situation here in New Zealand in that we have a ministry called primary industry. It's called primary industry, and that which is covers all the farming but and agriculture, but also animal welfare, which is quite bizarre. So if there is anything that is in the animal welfare side that is not good, then the Ministry of Primary Industries will go first for the farmer as opposed to for the animal. It's really quite weird. We actually do have some quite major animal welfare laws here, but the farmer always comes first. So SAFE is one that sort of keeps on at the government to make sure that they do their job correctly. They have, you know, through their work, they have taken pigs out of the sow crates. We have recently finally banned chickens in cages. So there's a lot of done, a lot has been done. We've actually taken the government through through the court system because of they're not adhering to the Welfare Act. So SAFE is a really, really important tool for animal welfare. So I was part of them for many years, and I would go out and either get signatures on petitions, or we'd set up a stall or a stand at markets and things like that. So I would have people come up and they would ask me questions. Something like, well, if you're not eating meat, what are you eating? Or, you know, that was the book that I wrote, which was What to Eat Instead of Meat. And so all my books basically were written simply because somebody had asked me a question. And the only one that is was me writing is that Rise of the Modern Vegan, which is taking a look at the rise of veganism sort of from the turn of the century through to 2020, basically the first 20 years. It was published just prior to the to COVID, but that's, you know, that's a look at how it arched. It goes right into what it means to be vegan, so the different areas of veganism, etc. But the other ones are all to do with what people have asked me. And so, yeah, that's vegetarian to vegan. I would say, you know, I'd meet people and they'd say, well, I'm vegetarian, and oh, I could never give up the cheese. That's the classic, I think. And so, yeah, so I wrote that. So, you know, making the switch, and it's not as hard as what you think it's going to be, etc. So, yes. So that's how those books came about. It was simply because people would ask me on the stand that I was on, you know, and I was with SAFE for many years. Now, if we do anything, I'm with the Vegan Society, and, you know, I'm still on stands every so often, but I'm not out there as quite as much as what I was.
Well, you've left certainly some beautiful marks. I've just pulled up the website with your books, and I'm gonna put the link to it in the chat in the comments of this live stream. Go ahead and check it out if you wanna get one of these books. I even read that you'll sign them personally if somebody orders one. That is so cute. I love that. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful, you know. And like also the Freedom Quest, for example, it has come along because of this consistent question that has been coming to me, but also from within me. And so I can kind of relate to what you're describing as, and I bet many of our viewers and listeners here can relate to creating from a place of, you know, understanding there's a question that arises again and again and again. And it's just a matter of clarifying the answer. And that can come in the shape of a book. It can come in the shape of the Freedom Quest, you know, it can come in the shape of a podcast or a blog, which I want to talk to you about in a second as well, by the way. Your blog. I've just seen that Trevor says hi, Fee.
Hi, Trevor.
Is here.
Hello.
And Regula is joining us. She's saying thank you, dear Fee. Yeah. So all of those people which are watching and commenting right now, by the way, are also team members of our Freedom Quest team. And we're about 43 team members at this moment in time, which is a big number. And it's the biggest team I've ever managed, to be honest. I'm like, woo!
You just seem to draw them in.
It's magnetism. We're pulling in the good people into our team. And yeah, I'm just excited to introduce everybody to more of these team members and to share more about the Freedom Quest with you. At this point, I do want to mention again that we're planning the official launch of the Freedom Quest platform in January 2024, and we need your help to succeed, dear listeners and followers. You can become a visionary funder today, and you can share our crowdfunding campaign on our networks. We need support because we have a number we need to reach. We need to reach 250,000 Swiss francs, which is a rather big number. But if you consider the number of our team members that we need to hire, pay, and help or need their help to create this platform. It's actually not that big. Now, we are hosting our crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. This is not sponsored by Indiegogo, but I just want to say thank you, Indiegogo, for helping us with this. And if you donate, if you contribute, you become a visionary funder, which means we are gifting you with beautiful benefit gifts. On the Indiegogo website, they are called perks. So if you go to the crowdfunding page, I can pull it up real quick for everyone that you can see what it looks like. Go over to the crowdfunding page. That's what it looks like. You have an introduction video. You have a little title on the right side, and you can see the options to contribute. Down beneath the introduction video, there's another video, a recording of a live stream I did 2 days ago when we launched our campaign. So you can have a look at that. I give you more insight in that video into the team structure. So you'll get to see what exact positions we need to fill and why we need to succeed in this crowdfunding campaign. And the third image is a question that has been asked so often. What happens when we don't reach our goal of raising 250,000 Swiss francs? So the answer is all raised funds, regardless if we reach the goal or not, will be transferred to us at the end of the crowdfunding campaign, and we'll use them to launch the platform successfully. In case we won't reach the goal, our freedom team in June, me, will keep working to create the education platform. Yet we might experience 2 to 3 months of delay with the planned platform launch in January 2024. You will receive the benefit gifts / perks, Indiegogo calls them perks, regardless if we reach the number or not. So we're going to make this platform happen 100% regardless how much funds we raise. Obviously, the goal is set and we would be extremely grateful, and we could, you know, go full steam ahead if we make it. And if not, we will still be running full steam ahead, but it just might take a couple months more. Yeah. So that's all that I wanted to share. The link to the campaign is in the chat. I mentioned it before. Now, Fee, my love, you as a member of our team, you've been really contributing a lot of wisdom, especially when it comes to social media. You've been sharing a lot of wisdom. You are running a blog on your website, which I'm happy to share in a moment and pull it up. But first, I want to ask you, when did you start blogging? How did that come along for you?
So in the early days, once I discovered the internet, I built my first website back in the day when websites were very clunky and coded and all that sort of stuff. And it was, I think from memory, I had it as the Vegan Center, or it's no longer exists now, but I think it was called the Vegan Center. And that it was really kind of a blog at that point. And I would just do up little sort of posts about different things that were happening in the world of veganism. And then it morphed into because my so when I was in my early 60s, a very dear friend of mine had a heart attack, and she had, you know, operation. She's perfectly fine, but that sort of got me looking at, I knew who Dr. Greger was and Dr. Esselstein, but I really didn't know very much about them. I'd never read the China study or anything like that. So I then started to look at, because I knew that whole food plant-based was a thing, and, you know, for health. So I started really delving into that side of it. And then I became the healthy vegan. So it sort of morphed into the healthy vegan. And I was doing a little bit of coaching, et cetera, for people who wanted to look at plant food for health. I realized that I'd been eating whole food, plant-based, ever since I first kind of went vegan, because we didn't have the food back then. I mean, you know, you had to actually cook your own chickpeas and do everything yourself. So everything was whole food. And the only tweaks I really had to do was the oil, or make sure I was eating berries and, you know, those sorts of tweaky things that I did. So, but I kind of never lost the vegan side of me, which can happen You know, when you sort of focus down one, like the environment, or you focus down one thing. And funnily enough, I've actually just written a blog post about it, how I've always kept a photo of a pig on my fridge to keep reminding me why I'm vegan. That's the latest one. So then I became a senior citizen, and that was when the gold card vegan, you know, happened. So I've been blogging for as long as I can remember. I opened up a YouTube channel and started, because I don't have a problem being in front of a camera, and that was really cool. I've had done that. It's mainly always been for my own. I can't think of it. Sort of like just to give my opinion, or I've never really done. I've done it for my own benefit, really, more than. And if somebody reads it,
right?
You know, and if I get some comments, it's like, yay, wow, somebody's actually read it. Somebody's, you know, so it's quite crazy. But social media, when Facebook started, you know, I was on there, and I've been on social media for as long as I can remember. So I've done mainly Facebook and Instagram are the two main ones that I do, LinkedIn as well, although I'm not really so much on LinkedIn anymore, simply because I'm no longer kind of in business as such. But I sort of had for probably the last 2 years, but it's kind of like after COVID, I kind of went on a hiatus until someone by the name of June got in touch with me and said, hey, do you want to do this? And I think I remember saying, no, mate, you know, look, I'm kind of retired and sort of, you know, I've stepped away from all of that. I mean, I really wasn't doing any outreach anymore, or, you know, I really kind of stepped back. And I was just focusing on my blog and keeping the website up, because it's a full on resource website. So I was sort of just keeping that, and that was it. And then you sent me some information. You asked me, you said, no, that's fine. And then you asked me if I would look at something and give my opinion on, you know, if it needed tweaking or whatever. And so as soon as I read it, I thought, I like this. So we arranged a meeting. And as soon as I met you, it was like, you're, even though you are young, I recognize that you are a very old soul. And you have this ability, charismatic ability. You are an amazing leader in this, for this vegan quest. You really are. And so, yeah, I recognize all of that. And suddenly it gave me a purpose again, which probably was what I was needing. And so I've ramped up my blog, and I've ramped up my social media, and back on YouTube. And I'm, yes, it's given me drive, and it's given me a purpose. So, yeah.
Oh, I see that, you know. I see that. I see you posting again more. I see you really, like, being more present there. And like, I'm not there with you, but I feel like it's coming more from a flow state instead of like, I have to. Yes. And I'm honored that you just said that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. It's all your fault.
You know, it's funny. You're really not the only one saying that. And like, yesterday I got a voice note from like a Facebook acquaintance that was like, very, very awakened, spiritual, beautiful, consistent vegan. And he was messaging me, and I asked him, like, hey, can you share our crowdfunding campaign? Can you have a look at it? I want to know your thoughts on it. You know, like, I want to have your personal thoughts. Like, I asked you, right? I was like, I see you. I want to have your thoughts. Do you want to spend 10 minutes and just read through what we're doing and maybe share a crowdfunding campaign? And he messaged me back, and he was like, it's beautiful and da-di-da-da, and I know where you're at. I've been there before, da-da-da-da. And it was really interesting because I was like, oh, projecting, somebody's projecting. And then that gave me another aha moment of this motivation behind the Freedom Quest, because I see so many vegans think they know it all. I see, and I've been there. I was like, everybody's not vegan is fucking stupid. That's where I've been in the past.
Yeah.
And I understand that that harms our movement so much. Yeah. It harms our movement so much if we project and if we kind of like shame and blame the people that aren't vegan yet or are vegan and choosing different approaches of activism. And so that's like where this inner calling came forth stronger, and the name Freedom Quest came through at some point. It was like, hey, freedom with a V, vegan, because we want to have freedom for everybody, right? Overcoming speciesism and all. And I'm very happy that you saw that vision. And I think I speak not only for you, but I speak for every team member in our Freedom Quest when I can say, like, that's why we're all doing this together. That's why we're all, you know, moving this Freedom Quest forward and into existence, because it's that vision and the clarity in it, which, yes, it did take me a lot of work. Yes, I've worked with a coach on it. Yes, it, you know, there's a lot of work in this, but still it's vision driven. And that's why those 43 people are helping us and volunteering their time and expertise, like yourself, to build this, right? And like, I appreciate it so much, but I want everybody to receive as well, right? Not only receive the great energy and the beautiful, you know, growth and the animal liberation that we're co-creating, but also I want y'all to receive money for what you're doing, because you're doing a lot. It's a lot of like brain that goes into it and a lot of experience. So again, mentioning at this point, our crowdfunding campaign is up and running, my loves. Support us, contribute. There's some beautiful benefit gifts waiting for you if you support and contribute. And if you can't, just share it on your network. That already really helps.
That's a biggie. It is actually sharing it, because you have no idea where you'll put out a post and it may not go viral as such, but you have no idea who sees it. I've had people sort of say that they have been following me for years, and then all of a sudden they will comment and say, you know, that's really cool. I've been following you for years and I really like what you do. And it's like, wow, okay. Yeah, it's quite amazing. I actually saw on Regula's interview that you did, there was someone who commented on that. She has, that particular person has been following me on YouTube, has been probably my best follower, because, you know, comments every time, always likes. It's you know, and it's brilliant. It was like, oh my gosh, there she is, you know. That's just amazing. Yeah. So yeah.
Regula says, party, woohoo, to that. And Pascal says, wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I think we underestimate the power of connecting us via social media. Like, this didn't happen through like social media. Amen. Right. And all the team members, two of the team members of the Freedom Quest I've known in person before, but I've reconnected with them online. Same like Regula, right?
Right.
And it's just pure opportunity for movements and for you know, platforms like the one that we're building together to be connected to those people. And I know from the past when I did another crowdfunding campaign for a restaurant called Pure, which I think I talked about a little bit in the live stream with Regula. And we raised good money within a short amount of time as well, because the vision was so strong and the purpose was so clear. And it was so tangible, and it did attract a handful of great people. And at some point we were connecting through those great people online to other people that donated and supported the crowdfunding campaign a lot and made it happen, right? So you never know, in your inner circle, there might be somebody that knows somebody that can contribute a lot of money to this cause. So please share it on your socials, my loves. Please do that. So Fee, there's one more thing I want to talk to you about, which I think is super exciting. You're currently working on a course for us. Mm-hmm. You're creating a curriculum for the Freedom Quest so that when we launch, that you and your course are going to be online on our platform. We talked about it quite some time already. You weren't sure for a long time what exactly to put in the course. You were like,
I really had imposter syndrome looking at all these amazing people that are in this team. And it was like, what on earth can I contribute, you know, compared to these beautiful, beautiful people? And then I sort of thought, well, what am I best at? And that is blogging. So, and writing. So, yeah. So the course is going to be designed for anyone really, but, you know, for anyone to actually build a blog, how to build a blog right from scratch. Also to kind of using AI, you know, ChatGPT. If you're not a writer, it's an amazing tool, but there's tricks to it. There's tricks to how to, and so that's what I will be teaching, how to use it so that you can then get your voice. You don't want to just let it do the writing. You need to actually put your voice into it. So there is that part of it. There's also two, you know, some ideas on social media and you know, some of the different platforms and what you can do with them and how you can take a blog and just repurpose it everywhere. And yeah, so it's a full-on course about blogging and the benefits of it.
Yeah, the benefits for the animals especially, right?
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of vegans who... I personally know vegans who they don't really want to be out on the street, or they don't, you know, they love the idea of it, but they don't want to actually go out and do it, right? So this is a way of creating their voice and a platform that gives them a way of actually spreading the word. So, yeah.
Yeah. That makes so much sense because, like, not only in your experience, I see that too. There's so many vegans that are kind of closeted, right? They're kind of holding back on speaking out that they're vegan, and that's okay. That's okay, right? Not everybody is, like, made or skilled or talented to go out and speak on stages or in outreach conversations, and you don't have to. Like the Freedom Quest also stands for the diversity of activism and educating all the different aspects that activism can look like. And your course will help everybody who's maybe a little less confident in going out and confronting people, but still wants to, you know, save tons of animals and do that via a way where you're not seen on a camera, maybe. You're not having to be, you know, in front of people. You not have to go to the Cube of Truth or to the We the Free Diamond Formation or to those kind of events. You can just run a successful blog. And you said one crucial thing there, too, actually. You said, if you join our community, our platform, after the successful launch in January 2024, and you enroll in that course. By the way, at the moment, I also want to say that if you enroll in our platform, you're getting access to all courses for a monthly membership fee. So it's different from enrolling in a course that is provided by one person and you pay them, you know, an amount of money to do that course. You're getting access to a selection of courses for a fixed monthly membership fee of $34, which is super cheap for the courses that you're going to access. And with your course fee, what that's going to do is it's going to help shit tons of vegan around the globe to start writing, even though they can't write well themselves, but they have a way of thinking, a way of speaking, maybe even to write with, you said, ChatGPT, with artificial intelligence, and to use that. And then to distribute that, not only from the blog, but to take a blog post and distribute it smart and effectively to different social medias. So that's what people are going to learn from you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Super exciting. Super cool. I can't wait to, you know, keep working on the course. We're currently in the stage of the process where we are reviewing the curriculums and we're testing them. And to give everybody a bit more of an insight on how that looks like, we're testing the courses in format of live course walkthroughs, and we're doing that team internally. So the 43 team members that we're having, you know, are the ones that testing each other's courses, refining them and optimizing them so that we can package them into a very, very, like almost perfectionized course format for our members. So that's what's currently happening behind the scenes for all of our watchers and listeners here that are thinking, well, what are you doing? Are those courses ready or what? No, we're testing them, we're refining them, we're optimizing them. And once we launch the platform, they're going to be recorded in beautiful video and audio formats with, you know, lessons for you to walk through within 2 to maximum 6 weeks, digestible and very, very effective.
I think one of the one of the beauties of the team testing it is that we test it from the point of view of what the student is going to, because I mean I don't know anything about you know some of the different curriculum that's going to be presented. There's so much that I don't know, so I'm going to learn. So therefore I'm looking at it from a student's eyes, which means that you can give feedback or ask questions, which means that the trainer then is able to then put those into the course. I think that that's, you know, that's the beauty of having so many team members to actually be doing, you know, running through these courses. It's going to be and just so good for us trainers to you know, to have that feedback.
Yeah, as you say that, I just want to show you all real quick on the website of the Freedom Quest, thefreedomquest.com. We have a team page where we introduce all of our team members, and they're still being uploaded. You know, currently we have 20 people on the website, but everybody is still uploading their photos and their biographies. Here we have you, right? And you can see that there's a lot of trainers in different fields. So we have trainers like Pascal, who is a permaculture trainer, and she's developing a curriculum on permaculture, which is very interesting for us team members, because not everybody of us is a permaculture expert, as you said. So we can help refine that course of hers and get it ready for the big audience after the official launch in January 2024. We have Regula, you met her in the interview yesterday. We have Jacqueline and Quillen, which are both, they're working as copywriters for us, but they're also trainers and facilitators. They're a co-coaching team focused on inspiring adults and kiddos to fuel themselves with foods that help them thrive, right? So they're developing a course for families and for vegan food for children. And they bring a lot of, you know, expertise for people that have kids and don't know how to feed them. Here we have Marcelo. He's a lawyer, a criminal lawyer and a strategist for us. Then we have Jessica, who's a trainer. She is an ethical brand marketing is her company. You'll meet her in an upcoming interview. And she's developing a curriculum right now for ethical brand marketing, how to market yourself on an ethical and sustainable way, and obviously in a successful way. Then we have Christos. He's a dedicated single father, a vegan activist, and a fitness trainer. So he's going to create a curriculum. He's currently working to set up the NARD, which is another vegan event that's happening outside of the Freedom Quest. But once he's done, I'm going to work with him to develop the curriculum for his trainer, his fitness training course for our vegan members. There's Miriam, we have Omar, we have Juan, we have Allison, Jasna, you're going to meet all of them soon. Carol, Colin, Fabian, William. So all of these, you said it before, all of these really high quality, powerful vegan people are in this team together. And I'm like, how did this happen? Thank you.
You did. You did.
We pulled them in. Oh. Fia, I want to thank you so much for your time and sharing a bit about your story with us. Is there anything else that's on your heart that you want to share with us, with our listeners?
Just to I have a sign off that I say, and that is to be compassionate to all animals, including humans. I think we as vegans sometimes forget that we really need to be compassionate to humans as well, because not everybody is at that point of embracing or even opening their heart or their mind. So it's being, you know, we can all be compassionate to animals. That's quite easy to do because they're so beautiful. But to be human as well.
Because they're so beautiful, and we humans sometimes aren't, or what?
No, it's true. Sometimes the humans here, they mess up a little bit, don't they? Another thing too is that we also need to put fish, sea life into that mix. We can forget about the sea life, and I think that it's very important that we remember them, because there's actually more sea life killed than what there are land animals, and we can't, you know, we're destroying our oceans, and it's got to stop.
It has got to stop. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you for mentioning that. So I want to thank you one more time, Fee, for your beautiful presence, all the work you're doing with us, with the Freedom Quest team, and even also outside of it. You know, it goes hand in hand, it links. And yes, I want to thank you for your time here, and just take one more short moment for everybody to know that we're having our crowdfunding campaign happening. So we're both currently building our online platform, as you know, and we do need your support in order to succeed, in order to further develop these curriculums, to officially open a business here in Switzerland, which is where I'm currently at. Usually I'm based in Bali, Indonesia, but right now I'm in Switzerland for the Freedom Quest as well, opening a business here that needs funds, and then also hiring in our team in official part-time remote position so that we can move forward and really make this happen by January 2024. So please support us. I've left you with the link. In case you haven't seen it yet, it's also linked in the description of this live stream. Please share it on your social media. We'd appreciate that kindly. And I'm sending you so much love. Mwah. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Vegan Changemaker podcast. Please share it with your friends, your family, your social network, and your loved ones. If you want to get your impact to the next level, I invite you to take the Vegan Impact Quiz. I created it to help you figure out what the next steps are for you to elevate your vegan impact and create more significant influence in the world. Check out the link. I left it for you in the show notes. And I'm curious to see where you're gonna land and what your next steps will be. Let's veganize this world together, dear vegan friend.